place I know where we should go. Hey, hey, ho. Wanna take me there, you lady fair? Hey, hey, ho. There's a brook nearby, the crisscross high. Hey, hey, ho. Where we both can hide side by side. Hey, hey, ho. Hooray, hooray. It's a holly holiday. What a world of fun for everyone. Holly holiday. Hooray, hooray. It's a holly holiday. Sing a summer song, skip along. Holly holiday. It's a holly holiday.
Hello, Sobat Pintar Kreatif. How are you? I hope everything is all right. Now, we are back to our English audio program. Our topic today is agreement and disagreement entitled School Holidays. Okay, let's join in.
Enhance your horizon through learning English. It's exciting to open the window of the world. Wanna conquer the world? Well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi guys, do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your change, don't waste it. Start from now, let's learn English
in exciting way.
Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, you are going to listen to a conversation among Anton, Mita, and Bagas. Listen carefully, please.
Well, guys, next week there will be a school holiday, right?
Right.
Yes. Next week will be our school holiday. Any plans?
What about going swimming?
Good idea. I agree with you. And it's great to go swimming.
But sorry, guys. I don't agree with you.
Well, what about going fishing? Okay? I think it's also a good idea.
I don't think so. Swimming is more exciting, I think.
Sorry, guys. I disagree. I don't want to go fishing or swimming. Don't you remember? Next week, we will have a trip to Bali.
A trip to Bali?
That's right.
Sounds great. Will you join it, Bagas?
Of course, I will. I think it's a great plan.
Sure, you're right.
I don't think so. It will cost a lot of money.
So, will you join it, Mita?
No, I'm afraid not.
I see.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, kalian baru saja mendengarkan percakapan teman kalian, Anton, Bagas, dan Mita. Do you still remember what they are talking about?
Holidays. Yes, they are talking about holidays.
Mereka saling mengungkapkan pendapat tentang rencana liburan. Anton agrees with Mita to go swimming, but Bagas doesn't agree. Nah, kali ini, kalian akan belajar mengungkapkan respons atau tanggapan setuju atau tidak setuju terhadap suatu usulan atau ide. Okay, let's listen to Mita and Anton again.
What about going swimming?
Good idea. I agree with you. I think it's great to go swimming.
Baik, Sobat Pintar Kreatif. Tadi Mita menyampaikan ide going swimming. Pergi berenang. Okay? Listen carefully to Mita.
What about going fishing?
Dan Anton setuju dengan menjawab,
Good idea. I agree with you.
Sekarang, tirukan setelah Anton.
Good idea. I agree with you.
I agree with you. Artinya, saya setuju dengan kamu. Kalimat tersebut adalah salah satu ungkapan menyatakan setuju atau agreement. Now, listen.
I think it's a great plan.
Sure, you're right.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, Anton tadi menyatakan setuju terhadap ide Bagas dengan mengatakan,
"Sure, you're right."
Tirukan setelah Anton.
"Sure, you're right."
"Sure, you're right." Artinya, tentu, kamu benar. Okay, now listen again to Mita, Anton, and Bagas.
"What about going swimming?"
"Good idea. I agree with you. I think it's great to go swimming."
"But sorry guys, I don't agree with you."
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, tadi Bagas menyatakan tidak setuju terhadap ide Mita. Bagas mengatakan,
"But sorry guys, I don't agree with you."
Coba kalian tirukan setelah Bagas.
"But sorry guys, I don't agree with you."
Kalimat "I don't agree with you" adalah ungkapan yang menyatakan tidak setuju atau disagreement. Apa maksud ungkapan "I don't agree with you", Bagas?
"Saya tidak setuju dengan kamu."
Sekarang, dengarkan Mita yang menyatakan tidak setuju terhadap ide Anton untuk pergi memancing.
"Well, what about going fishing? I think it's also a good idea."
"I don't think so."
"I don't think so." Artinya, saya tidak sependapat. Tirukan setelah Mita.
"I don't think so."
Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now it's time for you to do task one in your worksheet. Dalam task one, kalian diminta menjawab beberapa pertanyaan tentang percakapan Anton, Bagas, dan Mita. But before answering, let's listen to the conversation again.
"Well, guys, next week there will be a school holiday, right?"
"Right."
"Yes, next week will be our school holiday. Any plans?"
"What about going swimming?"
"Good idea. I agree with you. And it's great to go swimming."
"But sorry, guys, I don't agree with you."
"Well, what about going fishing? Okay, I think it's also a good idea."
"I don't think so. Swimming is more exciting, I think."
"Sorry, guys, I disagree. I don't want to go fishing or swimming. Don't you remember? Next week, we will have a trip to Bali."
"A trip to Bali?"
"That's right."
"Sounds great. Will you join it, Bagas?"
"Of course, I will. I think it's a great plan."
"Sure, you're right."
"I don't think so. It will cost a lot of money."
"So, will you join it, Mita?"
"No, I'm afraid not."
I see.
Okay, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now listen carefully to the questions. Question number one. What did Anton, Bagas, and Mita talk about? Holiday, right. Next question, number two. Who has an idea to go swimming? Mita, good. Question number three. Did Anton agree to go swimming? Yes, he did. Right, Anton?
Right, I agree.
Well, next question, number four. Did Bagas agree to go fishing? No, he didn't. Right, Bagas?
Right, I said. Sorry, guys, I don't agree.
Okay, next question. Number five. Who doesn't agree to go to Bali? Mita. Am I right, Mita?
That's right. I said, I don't think so.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now listen to the last question. Mita will not join the trip to Bali. Why? Because it will cost a lot of money. Very good. Well done, Sobat Pintar Kreatif. Sekarang, kalian akan berlatih mengucapkan ungkapan setuju atau agreement. Listen to Anton, please.
I agree with you.
Sekarang, tirukan ucapan Anton tadi, namun gantilah terlebih dulu kata you dengan kata yang akan disebutkan Bagas.
Him.
Nah, sekarang kalimat yang harus kalian ucapkan adalah I agree with him. Ya, itulah caranya. Okay, let's begin. Listen to Anton.
I agree with you.
Him.
I agree with him.
Her.
I agree with her.
Them.
I agree with them.
My teacher.
I agree with my teacher.
You.
I agree with you. Artinya, saya setuju dengan kamu. Kalimat tersebut adalah salah satu ungkapan menyatakan setuju atau agreeing. Very good. Sobat pintar kreatif, sekarang berlatihlah mengucapkan ungkapan tidak setuju atau disagreeing. Caranya seperti tadi. Okay, listen to Mita, please.
I don't agree with you.
Gantilah kata you dalam kalimat Mita tadi dengan kata yang akan disebutkan Bagas.
Him.
Nah, sekarang kalimat yang harus kalian ucapkan adalah I don't agree with him. Good. Okay, let's begin. Yes, please, Mita.
I don't agree with you.
Him.
I don't agree with him.
Her.
I don't agree with her.
Them.
I don't agree with them.
My teacher.
I don't agree with my teacher.
You.
I don't agree with you. Well done. Sobat pintar kreatif, it's time for you to do task 2 in your worksheet. Identify the following dialogues you will listen to. Caranya, katakan agreeing jika menurut kamu dialognya mengungkapkan respon setuju. Kemudian, katakan disagreeing jika menurut kamu dialognya menyatakan respon tidak setuju. Okay, let's begin. Listen carefully to the following dialogue.
Look at that mango tree, Bagas.
Wow, the mangoes are big. Come on, let's pick some.
Stealing? No way. It's not a good idea. I disagree.
Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, what is Anton's response? Okay, now listen to the second dialogue.
A wallet? There's some money in it.
Somebody dropped it. Okay, take the money. Nobody knows.
No, it's not our money. I don't agree with you.
Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, what is Mita's response? Okay, listen carefully to the last dialogue.
There's a music show at the town square this evening.
Oh, great! Shall we go together?
I don't think so. I haven't done my homework.
What about you, Anton?
I don't know.
Come on, Anton. Let's have fun once in a while.
Okay, I agree with you.
Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, what do you think about Anton's response? Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now please do task 3 in your worksheet. Berilah respon menyetujui terhadap suatu pernyataan dengan menuliskan
I agree.
Dan berilah respon tidak menyetujui dengan menuliskan
I don't think so.
Matikan tape recorder sewaktu kalian mengerjakan task 3. Hidupkan kembali setelah kalian selesai mengerjakannya. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, kalian telah belajar mengenai ungkapan menyetujui atau agreeing dan tidak menyetujui atau disagreeing terhadap suatu pendapat, usulan, atau ide. To express agreeing, we can say, I agree with you, or you're right. To express disagreeing, we can say, I don't agree with you, or I don't think so. Dengan mendengarkan program ini, kalian diharapkan dapat mengembangkan kemampuan dalam mengungkapkan agreeing dan disagreeing dalam bahasa Inggris. Well, as the last assignment, please do task 4 after listening to this program. Study the instruction before doing it. Okay, that's the end of our program today. Thank you and goodbye. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.